Ed Sprague, two-time world champion with the Blue Jays. He's a coordinator of instruction with the Oakland A's, and he joins us because he's in town this weekend to celebrate the 92 and 93 Blue Jays. By the way, it's been that long. Ed Sprague, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Real good. Now you and Pat Henkin tonight, 6:30 to 7:30, the Frozen Pond, we should say, in Vaughan, 10 Buttermill Avenue. You can go to frozenpond.com. Who's got the more legible signature over all these years between you and Mr. Henkin?
Oh, probably Pat.
Probably his penmanship's a little a little steadier, is it?
It's a little better than mine.
When we asked Joe about this the other day, your locker room, your clubhouse for the Jays had so many changes. He talked about the first day that Ricky Henderson walked in, and no one quite knew to expect. So you're a young Blue Jay. Your time is coming, and you knew, you probably had the confidence that full-time play is certainly ahead of me in 1992, but my goodness, like when you think about all the future Hall of Famers that were here, there, and everywhere those 2 years, you must reflect back upon that, and it must have been such a learning experience for younger players like yourself.
Yeah, I was certainly very fortunate. Got to play with a lot of great players, obviously future Hall of Famers. You know, Mahler, Winfield, Alomar. I mean, it was just it was an incredible experience. I think Pat Gillick did a great job of having a combination of you know, veteran guys and young guys, and that's what kind of kept everything fresh.
Do younger players ever worry? Because Jeff Kent went out the door for David Cone. Like sometimes, and you see this now, and you'd know how it works. Veteran players, you can't acquire them. Although the Jays and Pat did a lot of work in free agency, but you can't make trades for Ricky Henderson's or David Cone's, or as we saw with the Jays, David Price, Troy Tulowitzki. Can't make those moves without younger players. Was that ever a tense time? We always ask athletes whether they're nervous about moving come trade deadline time, and you're quite a prospect for them. There must have been teams saying, I can do this if you throw a guy like Ed Sprague in the deal, right?
Yeah, I don't remember being worried about it as a younger player. I mean, I'm probably more worried about it as an older player, which I eventually did get traded. But as a younger player, I don't think you were quite as concerned. You didn't really have your roots set in with the team in the city, and you know, as so a younger player, you just want to get to the big league. So I think any opportunity, whether that's with your current team or another team, was probably welcome.
When you in 93, when Joe Carter hit that home run, and we always go back to that one moment, because it really was kind of the seminal capping off of an incredible 2 years for those two teams, which were amazing, and obviously had the lockout the next season. For you, we always talk about where you were, where everybody was when they saw that home run and how they felt. Do you remember that moment from the bench? Do you remember looking at the ball crossing the wall? Like, is it all just sort of a blur now?
No, I remember. Yeah, no, I remember. I was probably you know, towards the third base side. I mean, you know, down the line a little bit. And so when Joe hit it, I had to kind of jump up to you know, see if it was going to stay fair. I think most of us thought it was a double or a foul ball when he first hit it. My first reaction was, you know, Paul can score on that ball because he thought I was going to get down, and it went out of the yard. I mean, 99% of the time, Joe, that ball's foul. I mean, we've seen Joe hook the farthest home runs in history, and if the foul pole was, you know, 15 feet to the left, Joe, you know, might have the all-time record in home runs. That was just the swing he had, and that, you know, that particular day, that ball down and in, and he kept it fair.
Was your prevailing thought, and do you think the other players weighed in on this, that if Philadelphia wins that game, they'll pitch Curt Schilling on 2 days rest that Sunday night, Ed?
You know, I don't remember that, but probably. I think that would be the logical.
He was so good in game five, right? Like, and they exhausted their bullpen. That 15-14 game was insane and exhausted both teams' bullpens. But Juan was excellent for you guys in game five, but Curt Schilling was. That was almost the emergence of the Curt Schilling we started to then know for the next 10, 12 years of great postseason performances.
Yeah, I think Schilling was probably the only guy they really trusted down the stretch, really. I mean, you know, in that bullpen. I mean, they were an offensive club, and obviously, you know, Mitch had a great year. I mean, you know, you got to give him some credit. I think he had 45 saves that year, and he obviously struggled in the postseason, but they're not in the postseason without his performance, you know, all year long. I think people forget that. I think they went from last to first, weren't expected to be there. You know, I think he gets, you know, chided for that quite a bit, but he had a pretty special season other than the postseason, obviously. But yeah, I think Kurt was the beginning of being a special pitcher.
Ed Sprague, our guest in town. A great celebration for the 93 Jays. He and Pat Henkin are signing autographs 6:30 to 7:30 in Vaughan at the Frozen Pond. You can go to frozenpond.com and even put in an ahead of time online order. So being with the Oakland A's, I don't think it's speaking out of school. This is a surprising team to be competing for the playoffs, and yet everything's being done the right way. Oakland is 20 games over 500. Right there, caught Seattle, past Seattle. This would be a great thing for the franchise in what was thought to be a bit of a transition couple of years, right, for it to get into the wild card. And you guys are pushing the Astros down the stretch as well. It's a great season for the organization.
Absolutely, yeah. We're probably a little bit ahead of the curve. I mean, if you're inside the organization, you're not completely surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, our starting pitching has been – you know, we're getting it done with some different parts and pieces than we maybe thought we were going to do at the beginning of the year. But our young position players are good. It's kind of it's a good mix. We can hit. We play good defense. The back end of the bullpen is pretty special. But hopefully the starting pitching can hold on. I mean, like I said, we're getting done with guys like Cahill and Jackson and some of these older guys. So it's a good time to be around, and it's fun team to watch play.
The Edwin Jackson thing is kind of remarkable. First start June 25th. He's obviously available to any team sitting out there, and he's been well traveled. I mean, people would remember his no hitter a few years back, walked a bunch of guys in it, but a no hitter is a no hitter. And there's been so many teams that have sort of rented him out, as it were, and at times he's given them exactly what that team has needed. He's done that with you guys this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think I think Bob Melvin has a good locker room vibe. He's allowed guys to kind of come in and be themselves, maybe rejuvenate some of the older players, like Brett Anderson. These guys have come over and performed well in a relaxed atmosphere. The young guys are the leaders in that clubhouse. Matt Chapman, has done a good job of being a young player that's really – people have followed his lead, even though he's only 25 or 26 in his first full season. He's a good player. He plays great defense. He gets the locker room fired up. These guys are having fun. There's no expectation on them. They're the kids that aren't supposed to be doing anything, low payroll and a bad ballpark. And it's a great story. And I was over there last week, actually when the Jays were in town, and they're having fun. They're embracing this deal down the stretch, and it's fun to see.